What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Lauren Lapid, a 22-year-old from the suburbs of Southern California, a recent-ish college graduate, and now a fresh New Yorker trying to adult in this crazy COVID-19 post-college life. You're listening to Rookies in the Real World. And in today's episode, my roommate and I are going to give you our honest, unfiltered game plan for how to safely have your hot girl summer during COVID-19. Let's get into it.
It's Rookies in the Real World. It's time for real talk on becoming an adult.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Rookies in the Real World, episode 16. To my new listeners, thank you so much for joining the Rookie Gang. To my returning listeners, welcome back to another Wine Wednesday. As per usual, the last 3 weeks have been filled with wholesome, helpful content. Rookies is a podcast that operates in four-week cycles as we cover something New York City specific, career growth, and then general adulting, and then we cap it all off with our Wine Wednesday. This month, we got a New York City dating app rundown from Subtext podcast host Sarah Ellis. We heard from Carolyn Zamora, influencer and CEO of Aesthetic Marketing. And we also just had a really fucking woke episode with Nestle Mitchell from the Not My Problem podcast, where we discussed microaggressions last week. If you didn't catch that, please give that a listen. But today, we are bringing back my roommate, one of my New York City BFFs, for a Wine Wednesday. So sit back, crack open your favorite alcoholic beverage of choice, or not if you're not of age, and drink along with us. But before we dive into her intro, I want to give you a few reasons I am especially excited for today's episode. First off being, this is the first in-person recording since COVID-19 hit. And while video recordings are obviously still really great, something like hits different about being back together in the same room. There's a different sort of chemistry right now. So yeah, we're back in New York City, and the amount of freedom I feel despite COVID-19 is actually really incredible. The last time I was here, I was going through an incredibly messy breakup, which I, of course, have some updates on. But I really do feel like a whole new person right now being back, and I'm so excited to like legitimately be free and single in New York City at 22 years old right now, for real. And getting back to the important matter at hand, everyone meet my roommate Bilal.
Hello, everyone.
And everybody drinking right now needs to take a big sip as a cheers, because we are recording this the day before her birthday. So cheers.
Oh my God, Bilal. Cheers. Thank you.
Of course, happy 23rd. So to our returning listeners, you guys know Blau is a digital coordinator at Ketchum, which is how we met. It's one of the top PR agencies in the world. And Blau is truly one of the biggest baddies I know. So to start with an icebreaker, how would you currently describe your dating life, Blau?
Well, first of all, I'm very excited to be here for a Wine Wednesday. And that was an amazing intro. My dating life right now is pretty similar to the past 3 months, where we've all been in isolation. Yeah, that's how I would describe it. Lonely, sad, but we're on the up and up.
We are on the up and up. And being in New York City has truly really helped the up and up. Hot girl summer. We are in a pretty peculiar spot being in New York City during the coronavirus outbreak. And when this episode goes live, it will be mid-July. So like if this were any other normal year, I feel like we would be like fully in summer fuck girl
mode. We'd be in full swing right
like,
now.
Full swing. So we have gathered reliable advice. I say reliable, like, okay, we've gotten advice from TikTok, Call Her Daddy, and Talks with a Few Gal Pals. Shout out Katie.
Thank you so much.
And we have a little bit of a game plan. So we're gonna get into it, because I feel like the first part of being in quarantine is the fact that you get to talk to so many guys without the expectation of meeting up.
Oh, that's the best part.
Which is really nice, but you have to kind of build a roster, I feel.
Definitely. That actually reminds me of, I've been watching this dating show on Instagram Live, where it's like this influencer who does Date With Me over FaceTime, and she does it on Instagram Live.
Is it Serena Kerrigan?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you watched that? Yeah, that's what that reminded me of. But yeah, building a roster, important.
Right, especially because everybody's swiping, and I feel like all of the white boys kind of just like merge into one entity.
I agree.
I probably should be putting this in a spreadsheet like a psycho, but I just have like a note on my phone. It's like name,
age. Like a legit fantasy football league for guys.
Yes. And like something memorable about them. Like there's the doctor. There's like, I'll be like, okay, the real estate guy that went to Yale. You know, something to try and help me remember. Because sometimes I just forget, especially when like you get their number and it's like maybe Brian for like months.
Yeah.
I feel like it helps. Have you been talking to a lot of guys over quarantine?
I just recently re-downloaded Hinge because now that I'm back in the city, I feel like, okay, it's time. Yes. But I didn't want to in my hometown because I was like, I don't want any of the locals to see me on this app. So I waited. But smart. Definitely agree with you about those adding in those details. When I was back in college, if I was talking to a guy from like a certain school, I would always make the last name on my phone like that school. So I'm like, okay, do I respond to him right away? Do I not? AKA, like, does he go to Harvard or not?
Okay, but you went to school in Boston, and I feel like Boston is such a college town. Like, how many marks can there be? Like, you gotta separate. Like, BC.
Very, very true. I'm honestly, I don't talk to a lot of guys at the same time, so it was kind of easy. Mm-hmm. Also, just because it's exhausting.
Yeah,
but I'm ready.
Same. You know, like if this were any other time, I don't know how many guys I'd be talking to, but because it's quarantine and I have nothing else to do. Okay, and our friend Katie bamboozled me into getting Hinge Preferred.
Like literally paying for the membership. No, we got to do what we got to do.
Honestly, I think this is a good social experiment because I think I'd rather have Bumble like paid for. Like,
what does Bumble give you if you have a preferred membership?
I think you get more, because sometimes I feel like
this Bumble, is research for the listeners, this Lauren. Is research. I feel like I'm it's taking necessary. One for the team.
I honestly think that Bumble would be worth it because on Bumble, because you're swiping, it's not like Hinge. You're not like taking an in-depth look at their profile. Sometimes I will accidentally swipe left on a guy that's actually like really attractive, and it's kind of fucked. And then you can't rewind unless you pay. And then there's like the spotlights. Okay, what's Bumble Boost? Oh, $149? What? Okay, no, that's for a lifetime. But who's going to pay for Bumble for a lifetime?
Yeah, that just seems like a guarantee that you're not going to find anyone if you have to pay for life.
You know what? This is kind of like, so if you pay, it's almost like Hinge, where you can just go through like your beeline of like people who have already swiped on you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I do really like that.
I do too. But I feel like it definitely costs more than Hinge.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Maybe because Hinge is newer and Bumble's more established.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. It's 3 months for $55. And I think I'm paying, this is so embarrassing to admit, I'm paying $40 for 3 months of Hinge.
That's not bad at all. I feel like that's, you know what, I've spent more at like a dinner. Drunk food on Uber Eats,
I've
like, spent more.
Maybe once, and I feel like because of quarantine, I'm not going to Starbucks like or Joe Coffee every day. Mm-hmm. So that's the money. That's my money. It's my coffee money. Yeah. It's now dating app money.
Also, we're starved for social interaction. Like, we need it.
We truly, truly are.
Yeah.
But I have like I got an interesting note from some of my guy friends. Juan and I were talking about this earlier. So I feel like, I was going in to dating right now thinking like nobody wants to get wifed up. It's like once we all like are free and inoculated and can go out and do things, I feel like everybody's going to go crazy. But some of my guy friends were like, no, like quarantine has made us realize how lonely we are. Like, we want to get wifed, which is like bizarre.
Crazy.
But also I feel like it's usually the other way around where girls are the ones that are like, date me. So now the power is in our hands.
I agree. Like, now is the perfect time to be a fuck girl if you want to be a fuck girl. But also, if you want to trap a guy and you want to be in a relationship,
yes.
Now is also the time.
So now we're getting kind of into the playbook, guys. So you have your roster. Mine has kind of shifted a little because, so did I tell you about the African-American man that I was like really into? He was like at like the top of my roster. He was really cute, worked in investment banking.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to bleep out his name, but...
Mm-hmm.
I was so bold, and like, I'm not usually bold on apps, I'm really working on it, but I messaged him on Saturday and was like, so when's our first date? Because we had gone through, he's the one that I went on Zoom dates with over quarantine, and I guess homeboy like wanted to get wifed up and couldn't wait for me because I commented today on one of his Instagram photos, you guys, I want to die. It was like really good shirtless pic of him, and I literally just did like the eye emojis. and like was just like, okay. And he replied, and he was so like, I posted a thirst trap yesterday, and he was like, your photo yesterday was so good, man, it made me nervous, like I had to like one up you. So I was like, okay, this is flirty. So I mm-hmm. commented and said, we still haven't had our first date. And then homeboy deletes the comment and texts me and says, okay, wait, let me read it to you.
Oh my God, wait. This is the first I'm hearing of this. It's literally, because so
you were,
excited.
It's when you were on your conference call. I walked out and you literally were on a video call waved. And I was straight in pajamas. I was like, he goes, about our first date. Sad we didn't get to, I need to take a glass of wine. 1 second.
Me too.
I started seeing someone while I was waiting for you to come back.
So, like, what, 3 days a week?
We literally were talking my final week in LA. He goes, while I was waiting for you to come back, and it kind of is going well, so I'd feel disingenuous if we went on a date right now, but your Instapic yesterday still had me joking.
Okay, well, that's a really nice way to be, like...
Yeah, instead of ghosting.
Yeah. Also, it means he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Like, I would want so a guy awesome. Who is talking to me and going on dates with me to
yeah,
be
yeah,
like
and but...
He but was, R.I.P.
He
wow.
was at the top of my roster. Yeah. I was so excited. And now he's not. And now I'm shaking it up a little to try and figure it out. But yeah, so that happened today.
Well, at least your Instapic had him shook.
That's so true. I've updated my profiles to include it. I don't know. I feel like, Blau, you're right. Like, this is a perfect time to get a man to fall in love with you. Because I can't believe I'm admitting this on the internet, but I have a problem with fucking guys on the first date.
I'll raise my hand and say I have an issue with that, too.
But because of coronavirus, how can you, like, trust a man?
Oh, my God. It takes a global fucking pandemic
for me to realize I have issues. But the goal now, and I've seen on TikTok so many guys are like, you will take a girl so much more seriously if she doesn't want to fuck on the first date. And so I'm like trying to be better about it. And coronavirus is like the perfect way to, obviously, like if you're not comfortable having sex, like you should be able to voice that. But I don't know, I get a little awkward sometimes. But this is the perfect way to be like, no, I want to get to know you a little bit more first. Like coronavirus, hee.
Exactly. Just being safe. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Fully.
Because that's the thing. We're not condoning irresponsible behavior.
No, definitely not. And usually I'm not, like, usually pressure. I would never mm-hmm. be, like, pressured mm-hmm. into sex. I haven't been yeah. in that kind of situation. But it's more like I had a few too many drinks and I yeah. was going to sleep with you eventually and tonight is just yeah. going to be the night.
No, same. Where it's just like, oh, I didn't go into the date thinking we were going to fuck, but I'm not opposed to it now. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my last date in LA. I didn't think it was going to happen. And then it did and it wasn't great. And I was like, this is why I need to talk to boys longer. Maybe yeah. then it'll be better because then you're more comfortable.
Also, that is a huge other reason why you should have a roster of people mm-hmm. so it's less disappointing when one of them falls off, you know?
No, and that's so true. Like in typical fuck girl mode, if one fails, just hit the next one up and redeem yourself. I literally couldn't do that in LA because I was trying to be responsible because mm-hmm. I was living with my parents. I wasn't going to like go on a date with somebody that I didn't trust, and like this guy was a medical student and had been social distancing because he was about to start going back into rotations. And, like, that's why I agreed to go on the date with him. And then one thing led to another. And then things happened. But what I'm saying is that we want you to be responsible with this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I think it's a little different since Blau and I are back, like, in New York. We're in our own apartment. We trust each other. Like, we're obviously being responsible. But if you live at home, like...
Yeah, like your parents are more likely in the at-risk group. I mean, be safe regardless.
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah, when you're living with a roommate and you guys are both being safe and you don't have any underlying conditions, it's a little yeah. easier to
but
like hang out with people.
Get on the same page. Because Blau and I both were like, yeah, we're chill. But like definitely like make sure your roommate is like down with it.
Yeah.
In a recent Call Her Daddy episode, Alex talked about how like – she like doesn't sleep with the guy for like 2 or 3 months when they first start talking, which like is a lot to me. Like that's a lot, mm-hmm. but I do think it is smart because then once you do give in, that man is in love with you and you get to call the shots.
And I think she mentioned in the podcast, it's literally because you're weeding out the guys mm-hmm. who only want to have sex, and you're keeping the guys that are genuinely so interested in you and your personality that they
yes.
will stick around regardless of if you're having sex or not. So it's a great way to get like a boyfriend for mm-hmm. sure. I don't know if it would work if you just want to like
hook up,
which sometimes is what I feel like I want going into something.
Me too.
So it really all depends on what you want out of something.
Yeah. Like right now, I'm not trying to get like super wifed up. I'm just trying to casually date. So like I would say my dating app profile gives off something casual vibes, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So we, on the 4th of July, stole two of our guy friends' phones and we were swiping for them. What are some things that we notice on girls' profiles that are like red flags that we should fix?
Well, we made some really interesting discoveries. First of all, I was going into it thinking like girls were going to have way, way, way better profiles mm-hmm. than the guys that I've seen on Hinge. But honestly, they suffer some of the same problems. And mainly one thing that I think stood out to me is that a lot of them have profiles that just don't stand out at all. Like, I actually don't even think I can remember one single girl's answer to a question a specific.
No questions.
Because they were so, like, basic. And I know these girls aren't basic.
No, these girls are not. But so while Blau was on Hinge, God bless you, Aaron and David. You rock.
Yeah, shout out Katie's roommates.
I was on Bumble. And it was like every girl. So the first picture on Bumble is your most important because since you're swiping, you need to hit it hard. And so many girls' Bumble photos, like for their first photo, were like full on selfies.
Yeah. And some of them were even selfies of them like taking a selfie in a mirror, which is like great, sure. But it's
not
like you can't really see what you look like.
Yeah. And I don't know. And then you'd scroll through and it was just like selfies galore. And like, ladies, feel yourself. Like, I love your selfies, but guys don't. Like, we need to have some variety.
I feel like girls definitely appreciate selfies from other girls way more than guys do. And also, you just have to think, I mean, this is the field we're playing in. Men are just very visual creatures at the end of the day. So you have to bring your A game. And I think what they really want is to see your face and your body, like, very clearly. Which, when I think about it, is the mm-hmm. same thing I want in a guy's profile. I don't want a photo of, like, 10 different guys in the shot. I don't want to play Where's Fucking Waldo when I'm sweating. Swiping through Hinge, straight up, even if it was a photo of five incredibly hot guys and that's the first photo on Hinge,
I'm swiping left.
I don't have time.
And here's the thing. Ladies, when we see group photos, we automatically assume that the guy in the pic that like you're actually swiping on is the ugliest guy. Guys do the same for us. Like mm-hmm. if you post a photo with your girls, they are going to assume no matter what, like you are going to be the ugliest one in that group. So don't make it your first photo. Like it's an automatic left.
Agreed.
But going into like answers, here's where I think mm-hmm. the answers are what I had to change the most, because those boys were like ruthless, which I like really appreciated. But like I was low-key like, ouch, but also okay, cool. And I have noticed in the last 24 hours I have gotten some more like swipes.
Oh, which, really, from their suggestions?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
So I was like, okay, we like reordered some of my photos and we changed some. I'm going to read you guys some of my answers and you guys can tell me in our DMs.
And no one steal them so she can sound original.
That's true. Okay, if you're not in New York, bitch, go ahead. But if you're in New York City, I'm sorry, honey. No, like this is mine. So I have my two truths and a lie and they're not super basic. And then this was a good one. One of the guys was saying that your answers need to be like commentable. Like they need to be able to start a conversation. And so for me, like the fact about me that surprises people is I have the appetite of a monster. Seriously, I swear my stomach is a black hole. And I would say that's the one that gets the most comments, because guys are like, let's like, I challenge you, like, let's go out to Korean barbecue, or like, let me take you to this restaurant. And then I feel like on my Hinge, I start with like the most wholesome and then I end with the thoughtiest, because if you really swipe that far, like you're interested-ish. So a shower thought I recently had was, I could really go for a shower beer right now. And I thought that was so funny. Right? Like,
yeah, that is really funny. Really a guy blowy. Would really appreciate that.
So ladies, like step up your answers too. I would say answers matter more on Hinge though.
Because that's what the guys that we were with said, was that sometimes they'll think that a girl is really attractive, but if there's no conversation starter in her answers, then they're less inclined to swipe right, which is kind of the point of Hinge also, is to start a conversation from, like, they give you so many hooks to mm-hmm. hang on. So take advantage of them. Like,
make it easy.
Make it a conversation starter.
Yeah.
I actually, funnily enough, I changed it because I was getting so much hate, but it was a conversation starter.
What
on Hinge.
Were you getting
well,
hate
I got
on?
So many guys just like mansplaining, and I was like, this is not what
no,
I want right
what,
now.
Wait, what was
but
it?
But it was So the prompt was, I just recently found out that. And my answer was that Vin Diesel and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are two different people.
Wait, how are they mansplaining that? That's funny.
They were like, well, The Rock is actually like an athlete and Vin Diesel was just an actor.
Oh my
like
God, all these like random stuff.
Yeah, I was like, it was half a joke, first of all. Like, can we all just admit that they're in virtually the same movies all the time? Yes. And they're kind of both like muscle heads?
Interchangeable.
Yeah. But obviously I know they're different people. But anyways, I had to change it. But that was a conversation starter. Like that was the answer that all the guys were hooking to and finding a way in. So if you want a good conversation, have good conversation starters.
No, I completely agree. So in conversation starters, Blau, what has been like the best like hook that you've gotten from a guy? Like what when they slid in and you're like, all right, I can fuck with this.
That's a good question. I feel like the ones that I get a lot are asking me to explain my name or like what my name means or whatever. I feel like that's always kind of a good one because it's an icebreaker. And then if I go like, oh, because my parents are from Spain, then that's also like a really easy conversation starter.
Yeah, totally.
I also like when they like, I have a question. I feel like a lot of girls have this answer where it's like the prompt is whatever and the answer has something to do with like your favorite alcohol. Like usually it's tequila I see a lot of, and that's what one of my answers is. And I've seen a couple guys slide in being like, oh, where's your favorite place to get like margaritas in the city or whatever. And that's a good one too because that's an easy way to slide in afterwards like, oh, we should go there together.
Yes. Okay, wait. That just reminded me of this guy on Bumble who literally like, I was like, okay, that was clever. I'm not normally like... like, I don't know. At first, I was like, what? But then I was like, wait a minute. Okay, where is it? Fuck. I'm like, did I unmatch him? Oh, shit. Where did it go? Oh, here we go. I found it. His name is... okay.
Love that.
He was like, before we go any further, I have to know. Fuck, marry, kill, vodka, tequila, gin. And I was like,
oh, that's
ooh,
a good one.
So I was like, okay, kill vodka, fuck tequila, marry gin.
Same.
And then he was like, so what are we drinking? Tequila or gin?
And oh, I love like, that. What? Oh, wait, is that like him trying to know if you would fuck him or marry
or, like,
him?
And
then, oh, I like that.
And then I kind of was just like, I was like, let's start with tequila and see where we go from there. And he was like, I've been learning cocktails all of quarantine. Like, come over, I'll make you a drink. And I was like,
oh,
my
shit.
God.
Sold.
So smooth.
Can I come?
Right? Like, so smooth. And he wasn't like the cutest guy, but that was the best like Bumble first liner I've gotten for sure.
That's so important, I think, for girls and guys, personality on Hinge. I swipe left on people where I'm like, ugh, your answers are so cringe.
So boring. Or so basic. Like, every guy is like, rank these three TV shows, Friends, Parks and Rec, and what's another one that they always do? Like,
and, oh, what's the other one?
It's
The Office.
Oh, The Office. The Office. Or, like...
any Office references, or they'll do the character, like, go-to karaoke song, it'll be like a really girly song like My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion or whatever. I see that all the time.
I agree. And here's the thing, ladies, when your profile is just as basic, these boys are also thinking that you're basic.
Yeah,
we gotta play these mind games sometimes. Oh god. Okay, what is like the one thing that will make you swipe right on a person?
I think if they have really clever answers, actually straight up, I'm exposing myself here, but I saw this guy who had an answer on a question that I literally stole from him. I ended up swiping left on him so that I could use the answer. But like answers like this, I think are funny, even though it's not necessarily a conversation starter. Like this guy just looked cool. And the prompt was typical Sunday. And it just said struggling. And I was like, that's so funny.
I like that.
I don't know. Like it has to be like clever answers. And I like a combo of both solo photos and group photos.
Yes.
Solo photo first. But I do like to know that he has like friends. He's normal. Mm-hmm. A good variety of photos. No baby photos.
No.
Fish pictures I usually swipe left
It's like, I hate to interrupt, blah, but I literally asked somebody I worked with. I was just like, why do guys feel the need to post like more than one fish pic?
Oh God, that's
and
the worst.
He was like, maybe it's just like a, like they want you to know that they can like provide for you. And I was like,
ew.
No, I was like, also, ew. If I was looking for someone to provide for me, I'd be on like seeking, looking for like
literally
a sugar daddy. Like, so
in the year of our Lord 2020, you want to show me on your Hinge profile that you can provide for me?
No,
bitch, we are a dual income household. Thank you.
Yes, 100% agree. So yeah, fish pics are such a red flag. Oh God,
I agree. I just, I don't know, I get bad vibes from it. One fish pic,
Yes. Okay. I will say there is one guy that I matched with on Bumble 2 years ago now. And we've never gone on a date because we were never single at the same time. And, like, we've just stayed really good friends. He's the one that got away. He actually listens to this podcast. So he's going to listen and
shout out.
Fully know.
Fish guy.
Hey, boo. Love you so much as a friend. You go. But he is the only guy that I have swiped right on that had a fish pic. And it's because, like, the rest of his profile was so redeeming and, like, witty and good that I was like, okay, like, I could let it slide.
Yeah, we can let a fish pic slide because I will recognize it is a genuine hobby that guys have.
But when all of your photos are fish pics, it's like, girls, if all of your photos are you getting fucked up, it's like they're making, like, same
judgments.
Yeah,
right? Like, every single one is you holding a drink, like, or, like, you in a bikini if you have, like, multiple bikini photos on your profile. I mean, do you.
Whatever you want out of it.
Send a message, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Agreed.
What do you think? So we've kind of gotten into this, but, like, what are some other red flags or, like, eye rolls on guys' profiles? Because we do have quite a few guys that listen to this podcast.
Oh, God. Let me think.
Other than fish pics. I will say that I have learned to swipe left on any guy that has call her daddy in his profile.
Okay, yeah. Because for me, it's like, you're a fuckboy.
Yes.
And, like, you know that he's putting that in his profile so he can get, like, fuck girls to have sex with him, which... Amazing. Call her daddy, girls and guys, if that's what you're into. Okay, I thought of some. I don't like shirtless pictures unless it's very obviously not staged. Like, I don't want a shirtless mirror selfie. And you could have an incredible body. I don't care if it's like you went out of your way to take this shirtless picture, like you, like, in jeans and a shirtlet or like underwear. No, like,
no, not
if you want to be on a beach by the pool next to a waterfall, then sure, shirtless picture. But other than that, no. Also, mirror selfies.
Okay,
and it's kind of the same for girls, I feel like. Mirror self. I mean,
it depends.
Have one mirror selfie, but for guys, I feel like it's different. It's like, I don't want to know that you're vain. You know, that's what it says.
Exactly. And that's something, too, that I've noticed on some guys' apps. I feel like it's different for girls. But if a guy's, like, Bumble or Hinge is entirely, like, professional-looking photos.
Oh, that is such,
like,
a turn-off.
What are you?
I've seen that a lot on Hinge, actually, where it's, like, guys will be, like, acting like they're models. They'll have, like, these professional photos up, and they're not models.
Right. If you're not – because, like, I have matched with, like, a few guys that are actually, like, models, and I'm like, okay – cool, like, that is what you do. But if you're, like, the guy who's, like, you know, like, I'm an entrepreneur, and, like, your photos are, like, you know, you know, like, who you are.
Yeah.
So cut that shit out.
Yeah.
What are some other red flags? Let's see.
I'm going to go. I've taken a few screenshots. Good one. If a guy has photos with a girl where it looks like she could be his girlfriend, that's always a red flag to me. Because it's either, like, you're using a photo of your ex or you're using one of your girlfriends as, like, bait for other girls to, like, find you attractive or dateable or something. And a lot of the times it'll be, like, with a really hot girl. So it's kind of like, what message are you trying to send that you can pull really hot girls, that you have really hot girlfriends? It's just awkward to me.
I really hate that. Okay, I've looked up. So it looks like I took more screenshots of not red flags, which I thought I was taking photos of more red flags. Damn it. But a few funny things that I liked. So my third grade teacher described me as the classroom's most dominant Oregon Trail player. I thought that was so fucking
funny. That's
funny. Let's see. Another one. Oh, wait, that might have been the only one that I thought was super redeeming. The rest, I think, are just cute guys that I wanted to remember. But, oh, here we go. Yeah, wow, the rest are just hot guys, I guess.
Oh, I thought of another really basic answer that guys always have. Always, 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 and I hate this, cut this shit out. The prompt is most spontaneous thing I've ever done. And the answer is always, like, backpack to Europe, like, bought a one-way ticket to, like, Thailand.
Got arrested,
like,
in Amsterdam. Like, I don't want to know you got arrested.
Oh, my God. It's so cringe. And it's, like, every guy does it, that it's just so basic. It's become, like, just don't do it.
No.
Just don't do it.
No. So we're going to take a little bit of a pivot to talk about, to, like, kind of, like, wrap up with just some, like, current events. Because here's the thing. When we started Wine Wednesdays, it was supposed to be, like, a wrap-up of current events, and it kind of just became, like, let's rant about crazy things. So I want to kind of bring it back. But Blau is, like, in my opinion, like, a queen of TikTok. Can we talk about TikTok for a second?
We can talk about TikTok all day. I have just recently, like, I would say in the past couple weeks, like, really gone down the TikTok rabbit hole. Okay. I think it's amazing. I mean, take it with a grain of salt, because I think it is low-key, like, a data mining kind of. Like,
for China.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say that I'm so impressed. It kind of, like, if you're from our generation, mm-hmm. I feel like it's a lot like Vine, but it's very different in a lot of other ways because I think
it's even more creative.
It's way more creative, and also people are getting way bigger on it than people ever were on Vine because it's like a global audience.
It's global, yeah.
Yeah, it just, and also I feel like it showcases like who Gen Z are, and it really allows me to keep up with the times because yes. I feel like a little on the older side of Gen Z, and this is like Gen Z.
We are like on the older side of TikTok because here's where I get like scared blow. There are so many guys on my For You page that are fire.
Oh my God.
Like, it's unfair how hot they are. And then I click their profile to find their Insta, and it's like 17, 18. And I'm like not the kind of girl that will ever go for anyone younger than me.
No,
and,
yeah.
Like, especially if they're like still in college.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it's such a trap.
It really is. And also, I think for guys and girls on TikTok, I'm like, I did not look like that when I was 15, 16, 17. These people are gorgeous. They look like 25. Their makeup is perfect. Like,
they
did
could
you guys
do better
not all go through like the under eyeliner, under
oh,
your
no.
eyes that
oh,
was
no.
so horrible on the waterline?
Oh no.
Vests, fried hair.
Uggs. Lots of
Uggs.
Oh. No, so Blau and I were literally talking about this, but we feel like part of why we have such amazing personalities is because we went through the not pretty girl phase. Like, we went through the ugly duckling phase. It's like, girls, every guy who was in love with you in the seventh grade, go look him up and see if he's single, because for people our age, you fucking know that he liked you for your personality, because none of the people our age were cute in the seventh grade, and if they are, they're probably cunts. So
true. Or probably, they have no personality.
Exactly.
At all.
But these girls, no. It's absurd.
It's crazy to me. They never had an awkward phase. I don't know how it would turn out if I never had an awkward phase.
I'd probably be the biggest bitch on this planet.
Oh, so would I. I'd be insufferable.
Oh my God. It's actually kind of absurd.
It really
and it's
is.
Like, I see so many TikToks that are like, you know, like the paradise ones where it's like, like, it's like guy slides into your DMs and like you've been together for 4 years. The kinds of guys that are sliding into my DMs are so fucking gross.
I'm like blockable material. Like, are these people in jail? Those
no,
are the
and
kinds
it's
of
always
DMs
like
I
guys
get.
Not from America that are like, I'm looking for a sugar baby. And I'm like, how the fuck do I get a hot guy, a normal hot guy, to slide into my DMs like everybody is on TikTok? Like, I don't get it.
Unheard of.
It's
in
so
my book.
Unheard of. I don't get it.
We got to step it up.
God. Oh, I feel so old on TikTok sometimes.
Me like, too. Me too. I feel like a cool mom sometimes
yes!
on TikTok.
Okay, but to wrap up, you know, every episode ends with takeaways. So this is a little different because it's more of just like personal growth, personal goals. Blau, what is like your biggest like goal for the rest of summer?
For the rest of summer, I want to keep killing it at my job.
Yes,
that's number one priority. And then I want to mingle and mingle safely. So not necessarily bars or anything like that, but like make connections on dating apps.
Yeah, make some friends.
Reconnect with my friends that I haven't seen in a while or I haven't talked to in a while, and just enjoy the summer. Oh, and get a tan.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What do you think? So Blau, I'm gonna ask you this, and this is gonna be kind of funny, and you can be as savage as you would like. What do you think was the biggest red flag for my ex?
Can I say that it was when I found out he was a Trump supporter? I
think that was like the moment you met.
No, I didn't know for the longest time. I didn't know until after you guys broke up, I think.
Oh my God.
But like, red flag in the relationship, I think just that he wanted to stay where he was and he wasn't interested in like your career advancement.
Okay, that's really true. And guys, to kind of sum up, so we broke up after Valentine's Day, and homeboy has like fully a new girlfriend.
When I saw that, I almost peed my pants.
But
I
like,
was shook.
But here's how we saw it.
I need to take a sip. This was like literally my first observation when Lauren sent me the photo of the girl and sent me the photo of that they had announced their relationship publicly
on Facebook.
Which, that's a whole other side conversation. Like, what are we, in 2012?
That is bizarre.
Facebook official? That's crazy.
No, but like, is that not weird? Do people still do that?
I don't think so. I feel like like older people do it, but also I feel like
I wouldn't be dating for
To be dating for that short period of time and make it Facebook official, I feel like you for people our age, you would have had to be dating for like a year and a half and then be like, oh, LOL, we're not Facebook official. Let's make it Facebook official.
No, same. And that's something I like asked some of our friends because I was like, okay, we broke up in end of February, March, April, May, June. They got together in June, like mid-June. It had barely even been 4 months. How long were they like dating before they became Facebook official?
I have a feeling that it was a big rebound situation and they haven't been dating that long. I mean, they can't have been dating that long.
Bizarre, but...
But back to my first observation.
They really look alike, though.
They look like siblings. They look full on related, and I'm not just saying
that.
No, like,
I didn't even see it until Blau told me.
If you had sent me a photo of this girl and been like, LOL, whatever, in my head I would have been like, oh, sister. cousin.
Guys, using the powerful technology that is TikTok.
Bringing it back to TikTok.
Fuck. Okay, guys, I didn't actually post it because I'm not that savage, but I did like the morph effect on TikTok of his face and her face and saved the video and sent it to people. The results were shocking.
It was crazy. Everyone thought that they looked related.
Shocking. But also, I looked on her Instagram. None of our friends follow her. And, like, nobody knows who she is. So, I don't know what is going on in their little world. But all I'm saying is that I did the right thing. I think, yeah, like, red flag number one should have been when the first time I slept over at his place, he had a book on his bedside table. The book was called Let Trump Be Trump. I should have known.
Oh, no.
But I didn't want to be that bitch that was like, I'm not going to date you because we're not the same political party. But now on Hinge, since I pay for Hinge now and I can like make deal breakers, you have to be a liberal or moderate. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah. That was, I wasn't going to say it earlier, but that's an immediate swipe.
Yes. Oh, same for
left
me.
Left for me.
Same. And it's not like I have anything against Republicans. Like, a lot of my friends are Republicans.
I think it's different being a Republican and being a Trump supporter also.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't think I can date them either. Just because it's this is who I want to raise a family with, and I want to raise it with someone who has my belief system.
It's so much easier when you're of the same political party. And I thought in dating my ex, like, you know, like, I'm giving it a chance. I'm not being judgmental, but 85% of our arguments stemmed from our like differing political beliefs.
Yeah,
so
that
for
that.
Sure now is like a swipe left automatic if we're not like aligned on key issues.
Yeah.
Okay, last takeaway for you. What would be like your dream man?
Oh God. Okay, so like physical appearance wise.
Okay.
Oh, should I start there? No, I shouldn't be shallow. I like a guy who is driven. So definitely someone who is into their career, but also I don't like workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
But like career driven for sure. And I like guys who are confident, but not cocky, which is very difficult to find. What else would I love? Someone who's like actually down to date and settle down.
Yeah.
And... now physical appearance.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not picky. I mean, personality wise, I feel like I can mesh with a lot of different personalities.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as we have the same values and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely like a more like European looking guy because I'm European. So I'm into the more like guys who are kind of into style, who kind of have longer hair and they like not wear product in it, but they do their hair. They care about their appearance.
They take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Like
love
European
that. Well-traveled. Well-traveled for me is like number one. I love
thing.
That. And I don't mean like well-traveled, like he has a lot of money. Like well-traveled just as
cultured.
In like cultured. Exactly. Like he's not like mayonnaise.
I 100% agree. I feel like I have a history of dating guys that are a little bit more like crackers and like, you know.
Kirkland signature,
Kirkland?
As we would put it.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up, Blau, because that's true. If you are dating somebody and you just think like, damn, like you are like LaCroix, you are like Kirkland signature, like you are a watered down version of what I want. It is 2020 and we have gone through too much bullshit to settle for anything less than like the OG real shit.
Amen.
So let go of those Kirkland signature boys.
Should we just leave it at
that?
I feel like that. Wow.
That was amazing. Well, as always, Blau, a pleasure. Thanks for
always
hopping on
a pleasure.
The pod, sharing these
so
things.
Much fun.
We can never run for public office.
Definitely not.
Tell our listeners where they can find you and not the dating apps. I mean, like social media.
Oh, God. You'll have to swipe to find me on the dating apps. On social media, I am Blau Ramos. BLAURAMOS. You can go follow me on Instagram. And yeah.
Stay tuned because we are hopefully soon moving out of our Easy Bake apartment and we'll have like a more big girl apartment. And I'm sure we'll do another Wine Wednesday on that ordeal because I'm sure it's not going to be easy.
It's not, but it's all part of our come up.
All part of the come up. But thanks again, Blau. Until next time, Rookie Gang. See you next Wednesday.
Woo!